Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Philadelphia Orchestra principal guest conductor Stefan Deneve when he was conducting a program which featured excerpts from John Williams' score for the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I asked him how he approaches film music when it becomes concert music.
It's an absolutely important point because there are, for me, two types of film music. The ones that are extremely function music, just really only serving the image. And John Williams, who I happen to know personally and I adore him, with a lot of humility, says all the time, "Oh, but you know, this is just function music. You know, this is just for the picture, for the screen." But then the other type of movie music is a music that actually has so much structure and so much flavor and substance that actually it can live without the picture. And that is the case for Close Encounters. I really admire this piece because I think he finds a way to really build a piece which becomes a symphonic tone poem, and that's why I think this piece particularly has a chance to have its own life without any image, without any reference, and that's what I want to prove in this concert, that this great American composer John Williams wrote a lot of great concert music, but also some film music that belongs to the subscription concert repertoire.
So if you've seen the film, you may have certain images in your head, but if you haven't seen the film, the music carries you along in its own direction.
I really think that it's strong enough that you can make your own movie in your head without knowing anything. And I love that music has a meaning. I mean, for me anyway, even what is considered so-called pure music, you know, music without any context, visual context or narrative context, I still invent one, I mean, in my head. That's the way I enjoy music. I always imagine at least characters, you know, kind of speaking to each other, a kind of argument. And in the case of this music, I really feel that you can invent your own scenario listening to it. You don't need to know exactly the film. I mean, if you do, of course, that will maybe help you to have some images in your head and some sensations. But I really think this is a great masterwork should have ambiguity and can offer a vast array of meanings, and that's what it is.
Well, when you conduct it, do you share your imagery or your narrative with the orchestra?
I'm afraid I love to do that. I have a tendency to explain too much what I have in my head, and very often I even put words on themes, so I invent my own lyrics, and they can be sometimes quite ridiculous, and the orchestra at least has a good laugh. But yes, I always love to explain a sensation, because I believe a way for an orchestra to be really together is to have the same imagination at the same moment, and it's very powerful.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.